This is a call from
Pennsylvania State Correctional Institution. Smithfield.
This call is subject to recording and monitoring.
Solidarity, y'all. Revolutionary greetings. This is Sabanchi Lamar. And these are ways for providing effective prisoner support. First, we'd like to say thank you, Orphanage, the West Foster Prisoners Collective, and everyone taking this brief and special moment in time to hear how you can effectively give prisoner support. While there are many ways you can help, tonight's presentation provide a strong base for showing support. You're all extraordinary, and your standing up with us is appreciated. When I asked my bunkie how folks outside can show support to prisoners, his first and immediate response was by providing books. I agree 100%. The only literature available in a tall wooden cabinet on a unit rule are Bibles and Christian pamphlets. I was ordered to ship my books home when I was transferred from Jacksonville. The only option the administration gave me was that they be destroyed. This is something to think about. For example, why not at least give the option for ideas to be donated to the prison library instead of them being destroyed? Books like The Sentences That Create Us help me communicate better. Culturally relevant reads on the Zapatistas and Lorenzo's Anarchism and the Black Revolution would be colorful alternatives to the Bible.
This is a call from
Pennsylvania State Correctional Institution, Smithfield.
This call is subject to recording and monitoring.
I'm glad to hear my books made it home safely. Another key unlocking the door of human development is a bliss that comes with the ability to share romantic connections. While friendship, once found, is priceless, prisoners are lonely, only for an affection that's no less human. To have someone to send those special kinds of letters to, and to feel your heart race when you get one back in mail call. Tens of thousands are isolated in America's homes. Having a chance to hook up with someone unlocks chains from the heart to the floor. The mind can become an exit for those of us wanting romance can be, frankly speaking, with limited time we have at the moment. Two of the most effective ways you can support prisoners above ground is by 1. Assisting collectives like Midwest Folks to Prisoners in South Chicago and Anarchist Black Cross Scene District. Books and zines are battlegrounds, especially in their capacity for self-improvement, and having them spells a difference between the mind being idle and learning. It marks a difference between possessing ignorance or knowledge. And 2, helping prisoners become a part of something bigger and more meaningful, particularly by supporting correspondence dating as a means of connecting the dots of divinely human desires. These 2 aspects of support have been largely overlooked and are highly requested. With this said, replacing an ad called Heart and Mind, which is a free Zenpal service for correspondence dating between those in the same situation for a radical romance. It's based on a platform of respect and intercellular growth and the intellectual intimacy that can come for those seeking study from its sent to Midwest Books for stamps. Midwest Books to prisoners, that is. You can upload a free stuff app from the Play Store. Find free books near you to see if Midwest can use any that you may find. If there's any you can pick up and bring by to fulfill the request, as they can vary. My bunkie, for instance, was relatively new to swatting, likes carpentry. You can make copies of PARC, P-A-R-C, the Prison Activist Resource Center, which is a list of legal and other support systems. It's held in high esteem by prisoners. We had copy addresses from it and are reprintable from Midwest Books to Prisoners. Finally, it's important to ask yourself these things as you extend your support. What do I like to do as a hobby? Something that can work hand in glove with providing effective prisoner support. For example, if you like biking, you can use your Z-Mobile to drop off never-before-seen materials to lit tables and library vestibules throughout the city. If you're at demonstrations, you can share photos to add to a newsletter like Heart and Mind. You can share a skill for a zine and cross-pollinate skill shares with those inside. These are some very effective ways of extending support. Thank you.